The upcoming winter is going to be quite different to what we usually expect, with Australians facing a flu season along with a continuing COVID crisis. With international borders open and quarantine policies loosened, the flu is likely to spread faster. With the more contagious BA2 COVID subvariant going around, health services could be stretched. Susan Hu asked Dr. Karen Price, President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, just how the flu would interact with COVID.
We know that all respiratory viruses have a greater impact through our winter months, which is pretty much because we are in close contact with each other in relatively unventilated spaces. And plus, we've had a long period for many of us of isolation from many viruses. And we've now got COVID plus influenza to deal with. So it appears to be fairly uncommon that you get both together, but it seems to be possible. But the issue will be when you come down with a respiratory illness with fever and cough and aches and pains, getting tested to understand whether or not you have COVID or whether or not you have influenza.
So you're saying that with the COVID and influenza, it's not certain whether you got the flu or COVID?
Well, there's obviously a degree of clinical suspicion depending on who you've mixed with. You might have had a COVID contact, so that makes it much more likely. But in terms of just presenting on the symptoms alone, they can be hard to differentiate. So we'd be recommending that people have a COVID test to tell whether or not they have COVID. And also in terms of influenza surveillance, it may be useful to understand whether or not they've got influenza.
I heard you pick up that it's very unlikely that you'll get both, but this dubs for Rana, what people call the combination of COVID and flu. Do you think if you do get it, are there more severe symptoms?
Well, it would probably indicate someone's a bit more susceptible to getting illnesses. So I would have to wonder whether or not they're someone who's got some immune issues and other more chronic health conditions. So presenting in that sort of situation, if they are very unwell, we'd be looking very quickly to institute some of the antivirals that are around for COVID in particular to make sure we can attenuate that illness as much as possible.
Do you think there's an ideal time for the flu vaccination?
Well, yes, there is an ideal time. We generally find the peak of the flu season to be in August. And we know that the peak of the flu influenza vaccination is around about 3 to 4 months after you've had it. So we would suggest that people start coming in around about May. Now, there's still about one third of the eligible population who haven't yet had their third booster with COVID. So we'd say that's a good time to come in and get your flu and update your COVID vaccination just for the coming winter. There's also the need for people who've got chronic health conditions who are over 65 and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders over 50 to come in and have their winter dose, which is the fourth booster. Now, there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, this is, you know, booster, 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 but this is pretty typical for many vaccinations that we boost, and particularly the vulnerable populations. So it's not unusual to require boosters for many of our conditions like whooping cough or tetanus.
Well, talking about the booster, actually, I was wondering if you think they should broaden the eligibility for the fourth booster.
ATAGI, as I know, meet every week to have a look at this and are evaluating that data. So at this point, it doesn't appear that people who are not in the eligibility for the winter booster appear to gain any benefit from having that fourth dose. But that is an open question that ATAGI is still looking at. So they may broaden it, but at this point, it's not recommended because you don't gain anything by having it. You've already got your long-term memory cells, which are going to protect you from severe COVID complications and hospitalizations and death. So that's the main function of the COVID vaccination.
So probably not going to expect the broadening right now, right?
But it's a live question, and our scientists are looking at that regularly.
And also, we talked about vaccinations. How will the flu vaccine affect our risk of getting COVID? And are we expecting a vaccine shot that can cover both the flu and COVID?
Or a multi-vaccine, or not at this stage. That doesn't appear to be on the agenda at all. But again, something that obviously manufacturers and governments like to look at because it's convenient and efficient, but that requires a lot of testing and a lot of trials. So as yet, not on the horizon.
Do you think the flu vaccine will maybe decrease our risk of getting COVID?
No.
Dr. Karen Price, President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, speaking there with Susan Hu.